was gonna say, I got the pop-up.
Okay.
We were
Shows
joking me
about the
the
that I'm
AI era.
recording, so
It does.
yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, then we're going to go ahead and call to order the Black Desert Public Infrastructure District for August 28th. Today, at the time is 9:03. We do have a quorum. So why don't we go around for the recording? Everybody on the call, if you could give your name, that would be great. Patrick, do you want to start?
Yeah, Patrick Manning, Chair of the PID Board.
Stephanie Nass, Secretary of PID Board.
David Hutchison with CLA.
This is Matt Entz with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
Aaron Wade, Gilmore Bell, Bond Council.
Brennan Brown, D.A. Davidson, underwriter.
Jennifer, can you?
Yep, and Jennifer Gallons, the Snow Jensen Reese.
Great. And if I didn't say it, I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Jennifer, do we have anyone there at the anchor location?
We do not.
Okay, great. That is all that I show besides Brett's AI that's also on the call. So, first item of business, we have the minutes from the board meeting on July 23rd. Board, have you had a chance to review those and do they look accurate?
Yes.
And they do.
Okay. Can we get a motion?
I make a motion to approve the meeting minutes from July 23rd, 2024.
Thanks. Thanks,
Second.
Stephanie. Thanks, Patrick. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's approved. All right, so now the action item is the resolution. Let me go ahead and put it up. So here's the resolution. If you need me to expand, I can do that for you. Matt, you want to walk through it real quick as counsel?
Sure. In brief, what this resolution does is it basically recognizes the receipt of the bond consents from the property owners, and then acknowledges that there is some excess bond capacity that has not been utilized, and therefore the consents are being recorded to preserve that excess capacity. The resolution also states that as we're permitted to do under the Utah Code, with the posting of this resolution, it begins the running of a 30-day contest period. And once that 30-day contest period is run without any legal challenges to the resolution pursuant to that code section, no further legal challenges can be brought. And so just this was done with the advice of Aaron and his team at Gilmore and Bell, just to pre both preserve the bond capacity that's still available, and also to minimize the chance that there's some challenge to that in the future with a future property owner. So, Aaron, anything you wanted to add to that?
I think you've covered it well. I think one thing at least two things that may be helpful is maybe to include an attachment of that list of property owners that either you were able to pull or that Ann received from the county, and then maybe just add a finding if the board's comfortable that the PacifiCorp ownership is not a surface property ownership.
Yeah, that's a good
And
idea.
then,
We can add that list of property
okay.
owners.
Yeah. And then I think, and then just a clear finding, maybe just add a clear finding to the board that, something to the effect of the board hereby finds that the consent has been obtained and that there's no registered voters, just so it's really expressed that they're also making a finding.
Okay.
And then I don't think this is a big deal, but I sent you an example of just like a cover page sometimes that we also record at the same time that just gives a little summary so that when somebody's looking at a title report, they can kind of see what, oh, there's a consent recorded, but what does it mean? And that would just be the cover page that would say on August 28th, the board made a finding and they intend to issue this within 10 years. This is, binding against successors, something like that. And then the consents are an exhibit to that. I either way, I think it's going to be on record, but maybe something that tells them why it's on record might be some good context in the title report.
Okay. Those are all great recommendations. So what I would probably recommend to the board is that we have a motion to approve the resolution subject to the revisions that Aaron has outlined. And then we can work with Aaron after the meeting to implement those and get this signed and recorded.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2024-07 as discussed and presented by the board and its council today.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Well, that's all the items that we have. Want to make a note that Brett Bourne has also joined the meeting besides his AI. So we appreciate that. Well, Brett, then. Do you have anything?
No, thanks. Sorry, I'm late.
That's all right, Brett. You should probably be motion to adjourn since you just showed up.
Thanks, everybody. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second Brett's motion.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks, Stephanie. All those in favor say aye.
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 It's unanimous. Okay, thanks, you guys.